Good afternoon. It's 4:22.
Now the latest on the fiscal cliff countdown. Just 4 days away and ticking. And they don't have anything else to vote on. But, of course, the House is coming back to session Sunday evening. Speaker John Boehner has been insisting publicly the Senate has got to make the next move in order to avoid the automatic tax increases and spending cuts that are supposed to take effect next week. The Senate is back in session. And Democrats in both chambers of Congress have been harshly critical of the House's absence.
Well, joining us now live is Sudeep Reddy, economics reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says we are likely going over that cliff. Now, he said that before the House was being called back in. Wall Street is agitated. It's just still not a happy time.
It is certainly not a happy time. The blame game is on, and both parties are trying to make sure the other one gets pinned for going over the fiscal cliff, since that looks like it will be, it is increasingly likely right now that we'll go over for at least some period. It's extremely rare to see either House of Congress, either chamber, involved in any legislation between Christmas and New Year's. It's been 4 decades since you've seen that, and so having the House come back on a Sunday with 2 days left is extraordinary, to say the least. I don't think we're going to get very much, though, from the House. At least there aren't very many positive signs right now that we're actually coming closer to a deal. But what the Democrats are blaming Republicans for inaction. So the Republicans want to make sure that they can blame the Democrats for inaction in the Senate.
Sudeep, for a while, everybody talked about, you know, dire predictions about what happens when we reach this point and go over the cliff. Now some folks, some lawmakers are backpedaling, saying, well, it's not really a cliff. It's more of a slope. What is it?
Hillary, you are right that people are confused about this and how to interpret it. It is a cliff. If you actually believe that we're going to go over and stay over, then it would be fairly disastrous for the economy and for the stock market. The reason you actually haven't seen that much angst yet, for instance, in the stock market, is because everybody knows these kinds of deals come together at the last minute. And so people don't want to get ahead of that and get on the wrong side of a bet. The stock market went on a bit of a roller coaster ride today, reacting to the news and especially to the rumors about what would happen. But the Dow ended up just falling about 20 points by the end of the day. So it wasn't very much. As we get closer to it, I think you're going to see more nervousness about all of this. And this isn't really a binary outcome that we should be thinking about. Most people are thinking, will we go over the cliff or won't we? It's very likely that even if we go over the cliff on January 1st, there will be some kind of a deal soon after that. The bigger question is what kind of a deal can actually be struck at that point. There are a lot of outcomes that wouldn't necessarily be considered a dive over the cliff that would still be really bad for the economy. And so we're looking at a potential outcome that is not going to really help the economy grow in 2013.